News in brief at Press TV. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims that Iran's nuclear energy program is the biggest threat to global security. Netanyahu made the remarks in a press conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Tel Aviv. He said he wants to discuss ways to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons during talks with Merkel. Israeli warplanes have launched airstrikes on targets near the border between Lebanon and Syria. There are contradictory reports on the target of the attacks. Sources in Lebanon say the airstrikes hit inside of Syrian territory. However, Israeli sources claim that they bombed a target in Lebanon. United Nations Human Rights Envoy Richard Falk has condemned Israel's, quote, apartheid policy on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Falk said the Palestinian rights are being violated by Israel's prolonged occupation of their homeland and the ethnic cleansing of East Jerusalem and Al-Quds. He also stated that the UN should mull imposing sanctions on Israel. The indiscriminate killing of Muslims continues in the Central African Republic. Now Christian militiamen have issued an ultimatum to Muslims taking refuge in a church to either leave the country or face death. Nearly 800 Muslims are hiding in the church in the southwestern town of Karnat. The U.S. and Russia are at loggerheads over the legitimacy of the traditional government in Ukraine. Washington says the country is led by the new speaker elected by parliament and now ousted President Viktor Yanukovych. But Moscow says Ukraine's new leadership came to power through an armed mutiny and is not legitimate. New Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has won his first confidence vote in parliament. The upper house supported the confidence motion needed to confirm his new government by 169 votes in favor to 139 against. Renzi must now win the support of the lower house, where a center-left Democratic Party has a strong majority. Scotland's first minister, Alex Salmond, says British MPs are thieves. Salmond added that the North Sea oil and gas industries would be more profitable in an independent Scotland. But British Prime Minister David Cameron says that the oil and gas industries would be best served by Scotland staying in the UK. Venezuela is once again the scene of rival demonstrations as opponents and supporters of the government take to the streets of Caracas. Bikers rode in a convoy to the presidential palace for a demonstration in support of President Nicolas Maduro. Meanwhile, in other areas of the capital, anti-government protesters set up barricades along main roads and set fire bins on fire.